Hello and welcome to Stories, Inspirations, and Moving Forward. My name is Sarah. I'm the host of this show. So normally, or lately, the show has had guests and interviews. And I actually didn't put out an episode this last weekend. And the reason was, is I was afraid. There's so many things in my life that I haven't done. And the reason has been truly out of fear. So I am still afraid of doing that episode, still afraid of getting it wrong. And the reason is because it's an interview with a local author, and his work is important. And I took a lot of notes, and I'm afraid to put it out into the world because I'm afraid I won't do the conversation justice. And I thought, you know, it's better to make an episode talking about that fear than to procrastinate and not do it another week. So with that, welcome to episode 55. Going into every opportunity, there's always the question of what could go wrong. And from there, you come up with this laundry list of things that could go amiss. And the point that's often missed is what would happen if you didn't do this idea, if this project didn't get started, if these people were never approached for their ideas, how they can contribute to this idea. Do you stop and say, oh, these people wouldn't be interested in my idea? Or do you take a moment to throw together an email giving your idea and asking for their support? What would happen then? That's really the question that needs to happen, rather than gathering together every objection that might make your idea dumb. And if there are any regrets in my life, it has been that I have found that person who hates on my ideas and given them the space to do that and taken that idea away from me. And right now I'm writing a book called I Miss You. And it's about grieving those things that didn't happen, noticing them, respecting them and honoring them. And then rather than having a sense of shame over your past and over those missed opportunities, to look back and to love your past self and to be able to celebrate him or her. And then to be able to then step into those missed opportunities and maybe create those businesses or create those opportunities and maybe teach someone else how to make them into a reality. I have been asked multiple times to put together a course or a program of some nature to teach people how to do a home daycare. And I really do want to do that at some point because there are so many things that had I done differently, those objections would have not worked and I would have gone further and not done better. I wouldn't say that because I know that I have blessed so many lives through those hardships and through those difficult times. So truly, I don't have any regrets on that front. But even still, all these years later, there are still things that I want to do that I feel I can't. So I have really been grappling with the idea of what do I truly want out of life? What should I pursue? What should I grow? And luckily for you guys, one of them is my podcast. I've been thinking, you know, what do I truly enjoy? And it is listening to people's stories and listening to their passions and their interests. And that's why I had such a good time talking to Andre for our interview that I'm still not putting out. I'm going to put out it next week, hopefully. We talked about character creation and what goes into writing his books. I was absolutely fascinated by how he creates worlds for these characters and how he approaches learning about the characters before he writes the book. It was just absolutely fascinating. And I thought, what would it be like if we lived our lives like that? If we lived our lives with that level of curiosity? That idea just really captures my interest. So I want to learn how to better grow this podcast and capture the interest and a larger audience. So that's really what's going to be my goal moving forward. What would it be like to go back in time? A question I ask almost all of my podcast guests is, what is a piece of advice you would give yourself? And that question really comes down to the idea of going back. If you could go back to a moment in time, where would it be? What advice would you give? What would you do? That just captures my interest so much. Over the last 6 months, I found an artist that has work that really, really speaks to me in what I'm going through now, and also kind of where my interest and perspective has always been. He has an emphasis on shadows and light and texture. And there's a quote from Jane Eyre that I think of all the time, that the shadows are as important as the light. And as I'm going through some really big personal changes in my life, I am interested in going back and visiting the places that I went as a young adult. I left home when I was 19 and moved clear across the country to New York. And I want to go back there. This artist has his gallery in Massachusetts, and I want to see his work in person and go to his gallery. And I want to go to the Norman Rockwell Museum, which is 4 hours from there. And I told my husband it's just something I need to do. And I was talking to my cousin about it, trying to con her into going with me. And I have another girlfriend that I'm hoping might consider coming with me. But to go back to the East Coast where I used to be and to experience just the environment, it makes me smile and it makes me sad at the same time. I almost feel like visiting my old stomping ground, so to speak, will help me work some of the things out that I'm going through. And if anything, it will add more material for my upcoming book, I Miss You. I think understanding your past self really makes moving forward possible. And that's really what this podcast is all about. So thank you for tuning into episode 55. My hope and my plan is to share with you the 2 interviews that I had with the author that I spoke with and meant to bring to you today. I am just so nervous about messing that interview up. And that's why I've procrastinated. But I thought it was important to talk about what's behind that procrastination, a fear of misrepresenting his important work. So have an awesome week, and I hope you enjoyed this episode.